following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Healthy Living, our weekly look into the latest news and developments in medical research. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Scientists the world over are looking for a vaccine that protects against COVID-19. Others are searching for a treatment to knock out the virus until a vaccine is available. VOA's Carol Pearson reports that researchers in Sweden are optimistic about their work on a treatment that could slow the progression of the disease, ease the symptoms, and save lives.
Tyson may become the world's most famous alpaca. Researchers from the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm have immunized him with coronavirus proteins and isolated tiny antibodies, known as nanobodies, in his blood. Antibodies are proteins that are produced by your immune system when it senses the body has been infected with a virus or another foreign body. The proteins then try to kill it off. Nanobodies are far smaller than the antibodies humans produce, and nanobodies bind to the same part of the virus that human antibodies do. Gerald McKinnery is one of the scientists working on this project.
So these are the antibodies that we took from the alpaca's blood cells, and we can see that those antibodies are bound right on the surface, exactly at the point that the viral protein needs to get into cells. And so this gives us a structural understanding of how these antibodies work to stop the infection.
McKinnery says the results will be published in a few months. The work could lead to a drug that would help reduce the amount of virus in a patient's blood while the immune system develops its own response to the infection.
All the evidence would suggest that it will work very well in humans, but it's a very complex system, so we look forward to getting to do those experiments.
A vaccine could take years to develop, which is why the scientists at the Karolinska Institute focused on developing a treatment. It could help stop the pandemic while a vaccine is being developed that offers long-term immunity. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you for joining us for Healthy Living. In Washington, I'm Ira Melman. You're invited to join us next week for another episode, as well as an invitation to stay up to date in a quickly changing world by checking our website at voanews.com, along with our many social media platforms.
That was a program from the Voice of America.